You listen. Hello, audience. It's Sandra Bueno, and I'm coming to you with Power to Be You. At this time, I welcome all of my audience members on this 30-minute segment of Power to Be You, which is the empowerment show. We have two shows, the half-an-hour show on Tuesday, and then we have the one-hour show on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Power to Be You is through Blog Talk Radio. You can also tune in by calling 646-716-8620. And I do apologize about last week. We've had some difficulties, but we are now strongly going forward to carry the mission to you. And I do want to start today by bringing awareness to something that has developed, which is truly something magnificent to offer you even more empowerment. I had Joe Pipitone, a life coach, on Thursday as my first guest, sharing his distinctions, speaking to you about differences on how meaning, how experience, how our mindset really, really is the basis of how our life is on an everyday level. Well, he has started Blog Talk Radio, Wake Up to Empowerment Show. This is a show that it is running for a half an hour. It is presented by Joe himself with his power team. There is Penny, who is a life coach as well. We have David, and we have myself. So we will be coming to you from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7:30. The number to call is 347-215-8800. Again, you can download this on blogtalkradio.com/CFL for Joe Pipitone's show. I might be having him come online for a few minutes, throughout this 30-minute segment. If he chimes in, he will come right on, and we will take it from there. He will also give you his specific information that he was unable to give to you last Thursday. But again, Power to Be You, the purpose for this is to raise awareness, to bring about accountability, and to empower via education. Why this is so important is because truly we stand at the forefront of a new century, a new opportunity for leaders to rise, for awareness to lead the way. The more I do this, the more vehement I am becoming about truly bringing this education to the forefront, to the mainstream. If you look around yourself, if you look at where we are, if you look at all of our businesses, our jobs, just everything that surrounds us, we can look back and say, where were we 30, 40 years ago? And we see how changes have been made. We see how things have evolved. We see how creations are being brought to the forefront, and we don't even know where they come from. Simply we know that, hey, there's something new. Hey, there's a new technology. There's a new opportunity to be bigger, to rise to a different level. For example, this Blog Talk Radio, this is phenomenal. It's technology using social networking, using the power of the Internet, how we communicate, how we are able to get information across to each other, how we are able to minimize the time that we normally spend doing certain, for example, banking. Now we can do it online. I myself, because I am an ex-military member now, I'm actually on military leave, a medical military leave, but while I was serving in the Air Force Reserve, I joined USAA, which is a bank that's provided to the members of their armed forces. Well, one of the services that they provide us is depositing your checks at home, which means that the minute you have a check, you simply scan it using their software, which is directly on their website. You press scan, you press submit, and immediately your check is deposited into your account. A check never leaves your hands. Basically, it is recorded digitally, and it is delivered to the bank digitally, and your money is automatically in your bank. Now, how awesome is that? That is technology. And for those people who never wanted to, let's say that population that says, I'm not interested in using the internet, I'm not interested in learning how the system works, then you know what? That is to their own detriment. So why I am mentioning this today is because empowerment is about bringing about distinctions to you, education to you, and reprogramming so that you will realize that there is so much out there that you are not tapping into or that you are not aware of that will make or can make a difference for your life and for where you stand today in your circumstances. So initially when I began this program, I came out talking about the power to be you, the power of choice, the power of meaning, that you have the power to make a difference. I also know that where we stand today, we pretty much create where we stand today. You create where you sit today, either by your action or your lack of action. Even if you chose not to take action, you still chose a direction. And I can attest to you that based on testimony, on actual lived testimony, and my own awareness of how this is my mission, I always accepted the challenges and the circumstances as part of the story, as part of the journey. And why I say this to you is not to bring awareness to myself, but it's for you to be able to take those words and apply them to yourself and say, hey, how can I use this situation to empower me? How can I use this challenge so that I become more informed as to how to do it next time or how not to do it next time? This truly is the beginning of something unique, something amazing. The consciousness of awareness, the consciousness of empowerment, of being more than you are today, of being more than what we've been, of being the great individual that we are destined to be and that we are capable of being and that we have been programmed to being, that is an awareness that many people have. And as I go forward in this, more people are coming together and we are creating networks and we are creating unity. And that is where the power becomes, the power of the people, for the people, and by the people. That is why Power to Be You is coining, I'm coining a new name, which is Power to Be You Nation, not even Power to Be You, because we do have the power. You do have the power to be you. You hold that power within you, and it is within your own awareness that you can say, hey, I have it within me. Let me see what I need to do so that I can go forward in this endeavor. And let me do the things that I see before me to create momentum. And then once I create momentum with my belief system and what I am feeding my brain and my mind and my soul on an everyday basis, I will have the tools and I will have the distinctions and I will have the information that I need to propel me forward and to help me get up when I fall. Because it's all about assuming and taking responsibility for where we are so that we know where we're going. If you don't know where the start line is, how do you know where you're standing? And how do you know, your distance? And how do you know where you need to go? So again, you need to know where you stand, and then you need to know where that final point is. Point A, point Z. The first time or the second time? Hello, is this Joe?
Hi, yeah, I just want to let you know I'm here.
Great, Joe. Well, welcome on the show, 30-minute show. The reason why I wanted to bring you on today was, number one, because we had our show Thursday, which wasn't quite what the delivery that I was hoping we were going to be able to get, and you were going to be able to have more time to tell our audience who you are, where they can reach you. So, number one, I want to give you that opportunity, but also I want to use today's show as an impetus to engage the audience and knowing that it is not just one person making a difference, it is a lot of people, to include you, to include the new people that you're bringing on your show, the new power team that you're building, that it is a race awareness and it's about the power of the people, for the people, by the people. So now not only does the audience have my programming coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays, now they have your Wake Up to Empowerment from Monday through Friday from 7 to 7:30, and it's not just two of us. Now it's what? It's five of us? Four of us?
Yep, so far it's four of us, and I am honored to have you as part of that team, so you might as well let your audience know that you are not only you're an inspiration to me, because, you know, I just want to be one of those testimonies that, you know, being in your energy just for such a short period of time, I have to say, just amazing. And what you emanate is just absolutely extraordinary, because here I stood in you, and of course, you know, everything, you know what they say, when the student is ready, the teacher arrives. And I was in a conversation with you for, I don't know, 5 minutes, and of course you brought some light to the concept of Blog Talk Radio here, and how to utilize that as a vehicle to get ourselves out there to serve our communities here. And it's a simple thing. I just happened to raise the possibility of me entertaining to do this, and then before I knew it, I felt like somebody says, well, you know, Joe, this is exactly what you should be doing. Not that we want to shoot on anything, but this is exactly what you should be doing. It'd be great that you would do that, and when would now be a good time to start? and of course, it didn't roll out that way, but of course, you know, this was the way my cells took it on and says, you know what, oh my gosh, why did I even mention this out loud? Oh no, now all of a sudden I created accountability here, and boom, within what, 48 hours this all took place, and here we are. It's amazing when we choose to show up, and this is what you were alluding to in your sharing. You know, when we choose to show up, we will make a difference, because that's just the way the system works. 80% of success is about showing up. And you know what? If we choose to take a back seat, oh well. But here's one thing that I've learned: we all came to this planet here with a gift, and shame on us when we don't share it, because there's a lot of people waiting to receive what we have to offer. We do make a difference. You know, sometimes you go to seminars and people ask to share, and I look around and so many people are disempowered in that arena, in that area. And if only they would allow themselves to step up and just break through whatever it is that's keeping them from expressing themselves. Because you know what? As kids, we came into this world and we were so self-expressive, and somewhere along the line, somebody just, you know, did a number on us, shut us down, and all of a sudden now we got to go and find that voice again. And when it shows up, let me tell you something, it just creates ripples across this planet. And I'm just so looking forward to what we're up to here as a team, as individuals, you on your show, me on mine, us on ours. It's just absolutely awesome. And I look forward to see the results of all of that. And of course, we have no attachment to it, but we certainly know that we're in a place where we are making a difference. And I just invite everybody to do what it is that they came to do sooner than later.
It is. It is. I mean, every time I talk to you, I always take notes, because each and every time I have such a, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, here's a whole topic. Look, here's a whole distinction. Here is something that people want to hear. Here is a learning lesson. Here's a program. Like you said, every single thing happens to guide you forward. It's like, you know, for me, it's almost there's magic in that, because even the stuff that normally will hurt you and normally will challenge you and will show that area of our life where we are maybe not so eloquent in or not so gifted in or maybe weak or maybe tyrannical, you know, it's amazing, because it shows itself up where later on you're able to say, there you go, that's what I learned, this is where I can apply this lesson. And when you say right now, you know, choosing to show up, even if you take the back seat of the car, like I wanted to add, you know, as long as you're aware and you're looking and you're seeing and you're valuing that moment and you're in that moment, even if you don't want to be in that moment, the point is that your awareness and our listeners' awareness that you are in that place, that may itself be the lesson that you're supposed to have at that time. But why wait until you're 60? Why wait until you're 80? Why wait until you're sick? Why wait until somebody dies? Why wait until something bad happens? Why wait for desperation to come knocking at your door when you can take action beforehand and change the course of your direction, change the course of your life, and then don't become somebody else's pawn. Don't become somebody else's your subject, because if we don't, I've said this before, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And there are plenty of people who are going to put you there to become their shield. There are plenty of people who are going to put you there to shove you up in front of things that you yourself don't want in your life. And, you know, I am getting more and more empowered each and every day, where it's going to be like, this is, I started this saying, this is a revolution, this is a movement. And the more I, like you say, the more you start doing things towards the attainment of your purpose, the more things show up in your life, and I'm discovering even more that there is a clean slate before me, and as long as you are not violating God's laws, you're not violating man's laws, you are not using people, you are not hurting people, if your purpose is to do good and to contribute and to make this a better place, there is nothing that can stop you, and there is nothing that will stop creativity from seeing itself shine. And that's what I'm feeling now. And I'm feeling it with you, and I'm feeling it in the morning, and I'm feeling it with our program here, because what we do today may not show itself until down the road when we look back and we're like, wow, when I was doing it, I didn't know this was going to come to light. I didn't know we were going to be on that show talking about what we were doing then. I didn't know we impacted this person that happened to listen on this one day, happened to listen to the MP3. You know? I mean, yeah, that's where you and I are, and that's where the audience is.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, not only are we feeling it on this call, but I have to tell you, the walls are vibrating in my office here. I mean, you have some power, and I'm just so happy that you're choosing to actually share it. And let me, and you know, you mentioned before something about why. Why would we wait? And, you know, even though I understood that that's a rhetorical question, it's a valid question. And I'm sure a lot of people ask themselves this question every day. And one of the things that we have to realize to some degree now, okay, because there is some truth to this, and it's a matter of how much we want to believe it, and then what are we going to do about it once we really get it and we become aware of what's going on. And that is, there's conditioning that we've been exposed to whatever degree that is for each one of us as individuals, and this conditioning has created programming. And, you know, we really got to get that, you know, we're continuously up against some past programming that is really ingrained. And it's going to take a lot of commitment. And this is why it's so important that we get aligned with what it is that we're passionate about. Because without that alignment to that passion, it's just not going to cut the mustard. We're going to go a certain distance, and then we're going to drop off. Why? Because, you know what, even though it was in our head, it wasn't really in our heart. And when it comes from your heart, it just flows so much easier. Not only that, the universe conspires. And so the effort is not as great as it would be when it's something that's just maybe ego-based, or maybe it's just, you know what, something I want to get done because I say so. In the meantime, you really get to realize what works and what doesn't work. And sometimes we got to go around the block a couple of times, you know, and people say, well, how do I know what I'm passionate? How do I know what my purpose is? Well, guess what? What I've discovered is your purpose, or one's purpose, is what we say it is. And it doesn't have to be the same thing for the rest of your life. What is your purpose right now? Step into your purpose right now. What are you inspired by in this moment? That's what I look at and say, you know, what inspires me? That is my purpose right now. If I'm inspired by that, if that juices me, if that makes things become effortless, if the universe I see is conspiring, like, for example, you know, I mean, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not standing here to boast. I'm looking at this as like, you know what? Anybody can do this as long as they decide that that's what they want to do. And so I step up and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take on this 7 o'clock show. And all of a sudden, within 48 hours, I have 3 other team members. How does that happen?
How does that happen? It's so true.
You know, think about it. I mean, all of a sudden, between modern technology and the law of attraction, we got like grand slams here as soon as we just decide to show up. I mean, this is fascinating. Fascinating.
And you know what? And when you say deciding to show up, you know, like you say, it's the conditioning and the programming. And I tell, you know, this is why it is so important that we actually become aware to what we are being programmed by. And this is why I go back to the empowerment and I tell the audience, look at what you're looking at. Look at what you're buying. Look at the magazines that you're reading. Look at the programming on TV that you're bringing into your living room, into your family life, into your children's mind, into your mind. Because one thing is to be informed, and another one is to be, you know, to be influenced where you are disempowered. And disempowering comes when somebody else is feeding you their version of a tale or their opinion. And you know, and it's nothing that's going to make you progress forward. It's not going to be, you know, it has to be something that's going to, like you said, what juices you? What brings into your mind improvement? What brings into you evolution? You know, growth, expansion, contribution, abundance. All of these things are things that, you know, we're always, everywhere we go, it's like, well, those are the rules. Well, this is what was written. Well, who wrote that? One person wrote it. It doesn't mean that it's actually, you know, I'm thinking more of education that's in the box where people don't question it, and all of a sudden, you know, you go back and you search and you're like, and I'm thinking of an actual example, but you look and you're like, wait a minute, who had that right idea? And I'm going to give you an example that's going to just completely drive that point forward. Last year, when I was at the Tony Robbins event, actually in November, I met a man who is, Soldier is his name, and Soldier is actually on a wheelchair because he has no arms and no legs. And Soldier was brought to this event, to the Unleash the Power Within, which is the firewalking event. And he was brought because somebody saw him in the street who worked with Tony Robbins and invited him to come as his guest. So here is Soldier in a group of maybe 3,000 to 4,000 people, and Tony Robbins brings him up into stage, and Tony basically spoke to him for a while and asked him how he felt about the general population and how he felt when people looked at him and questioned him. And Soldier's answer was, I love people, I love everyone, and I'm empowered. And he and I got to be friends, and he was telling me when we sat outside of the seminar and we were talking about possibly joining forces forward, he's telling me about one day when he had gone into the subway and he had taken his wheelchair somehow, he had brought himself down there somehow. The woman behind the booth refused to let him in because he did not have his disability card. And as he pleaded with her to let him go through to open up the gate for him, she said, nope, it's the rules. So somebody wrote that rule.
Yeah.
You know, now visually you would see that he is disabled, that he is, you know, he doesn't have arms and legs, therefore he can't even open himself through the small turnstile with his chair. So true, the rules were written there, but who wrote them? Maybe the person had never seen someone in a wheelchair. Maybe that person is dead already, and this was written when the subway first got started, before, you know, true evolution got through, or the civil rights. Or again, if we need to reexamine what we're going by and assume a different responsibility so that we can deal with the situation of today, so that we can deal with what technology is bringing to our front, so that we can deal with our children, so that we can deal with communication, so that we can deal with all the stimulus that's coming and bombarding us on a day-to-day basis. You know, you and I spoke about it this morning.
Yeah. You know, that's an amazing story, and thank you for sharing that. And I was just getting moved by even being in the presence of that person. And I'm saying, you know, my goodness, even as I stand here, I'm getting the chills, and my hair's standing about 3 feet tall off of my arms here. What would it be like to hug a person like that? Oh, my goodness. You know, and I don't mean to make light of Soldier's experience with that person in that booth. But, you know, I can think about, and I guess this is just the way I'm wired, is how do you make light of things in the presence of such drastic seriousness, if you will. And boy, I wonder what that person would have done had Soldier said, you know what, it's in my pocket, would you like to come and get it? You know.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. It's great because when I met Soldier, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to have him on the program. He, because all of a sudden, because I mentioned now, I'm like, that's where I'm going to be able to go back and bring Soldier on, and he can tell us a story and tell us his mindset, tell us what makes him continue living every day, getting up every day, and getting himself down the stairs. When I met him, he was being evicted. His mom was sick, and the man, his courage, his tenacity, his persistence, his autonomy is incredible. I mean, when I sat there, we went on the line to go get food. He is self-serving. He took his arms and what he had of it. He was able to go there, pick up his own food, open up the entire plastic wrap from it. You know, I asked him, I said, Soldier, do you need help? He goes, no, I'm good, thank you. And it was amazing because this is when you meet someone, and we were at an empowerment seminar by the greatest motivator, Tony Robbins, who here we see it, and he was actually walked across by Tony Robbins and his staff. He was carried across over the coals, and Soldier did his walk. And we actually celebrated afterwards with an entire team surrounding him, and it was just, and you know, empowering when we're driven to a place where we have to reexamine ourselves and say, who am I? What am I? What's my purpose? You know, why am I complaining? Why don't I just, why don't I just look at what I have and really come from a place of gratitude and come from a place of action where we can change the course of our lives?
Yeah. Wow, that's really a powerful story. I would love to actually really be humbled and privileged by the being in the presence of such a human being someday. So keep me in your thoughts when that occasion occurs. I mean, I would love to meet this person, to meet Soldier. I mean, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, you will. And you know what's incredible? That he actually, Soldier, is actually a musician. And he's been, and when I sat with him, he was recording because he was creating a movie. So I know that we're going to come across, like I said, I'm going to have him on the show, and I'm going to be calling him and bringing him on, along with all of the incredible people that I've come across through this journey, which is what you say, when the student is ready, the master appears. When you continue, and you're doing things that's within God's law, and you're doing things, like I say, you know, I don't talk about my challenges, but now it's more like, you know what, let them go, because they're not going to stop me down. They're not going to keep me down, because I have a mission to carry. And like you say, if your vision is strong and if your vision is real, you know, I'm willing to lose, you know, I don't want to say it, but, you know, I mean, the way I've carried my life, it's like, it does not matter what comes my way, as long as I'm still able to have a voice, you know, as long as I'm still able to somehow express myself, I will do it. No matter how, no matter why, you know, no matter how, truly, things the biggest thing, because I know the why, and the why is what matters.
Yeah.
You know, I know. But let me give people your where they can contact you as well.
Sure. Well, first of all, let me mention the show time, which you had mentioned earlier, 7 o'clock Monday to Friday, 7 to 7:30 right now, and it's at blogtalkradio.com/. CFL, as in Coaching for Life, CFL. And if to contact me, you can reach me. My direct cell is probably the best way, and that would be 732-241-3510. I'm at the Jersey Shore here in New Jersey. And my website is www.lifecoachingbyjoe.com. That's www.lifecoachingbyjoe.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So we're going to be listeners who want to come on and who want to just gain distinctions and make differences. This is an incredible format that Joe's delivering, where he's able to coach us through different points. He's able to show a theme. Tomorrow's theme is affirmations, which this is coming for the audience to understand. Both Joe and I come from the self-development background that nobody asked us to go do it. We, upon our own selves, took it, because we wanted to expand to a new level. We wanted to grow. We wanted to gain insight. We wanted to be better than where we were. Not to say that we were in a better place, but we were, you know, we're like everyone else. You're standing and you are who you are, but what are you injecting into yourself so that you can grow to a new level, to a new dimension, so that you can uncover what your purpose is? It doesn't just automatically come, because a lot of the times, even if it were there, as it is, I think a lot of the times, if it's there on your hand, you're still not going to appreciate it. You know, you're just going to be like wondering why. And a lot of people get to be, like, again, I always say 80 just because that's the figure that I always use. You know, you don't want to get to that point when you're in your bed dying and saying, what did I do with my life? What was the purpose?
Yeah. You know, the big saying is always, what do you want your tombstones to read, right?
And you know what? And that's a great, you know what? We'll leave the audience with this. It's for those of you who are there, there's something that does an incredible, incredible exercise, which is to just write what they would be saying at your, you know, who you were, what you stood for. What did you leave behind, your legacy? What did you leave behind? You know, and those that say, well, I don't care to leave one behind, you know what? Say that to the mirror. Go in front of the mirror and look at yourself and say that you don't care and see if your heart doesn't tell you otherwise. Because you can say whatever you want to say, your mind will say it, but your heart will tell you otherwise. So, you know, that's big. But the next day, it's Thursday because we've run out of time. And I will say just, you know, let's move forward. And this is a nation. This is a movement. This is empowerment from all angles. And this is definitely here to stay to make an impact. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here with you once again. It is always a pleasure, certainly exciting, and definitely rejuvenating in every moment. So thanks for being a part of my journey.
All right, Joe. So we'll speak soon. Thank you, and goodbye, audience.
Bye-bye.